Prime Minister Mia Motley chose the weekend to declare the Santia Bradshaw check issue closed. However, others don't accept that it is. Crystal Howell is a member of the Institute of Chartered Accountants of Barbados and the Institute of Internal Auditors, and she considers that the Prime Minister's comments were unfortunate because, in her view, the matter should have been investigated.
Especially in light of the statements made by the company that more donations have been made across various political parties, which could give rise to the possibility that the regulations from the Financial Intelligence Unit have been violated, where funds exceeding $10,000 should be declared and have that source of the funds investigated, especially as a politically exposed persons. Persons in public life are politically exposed persons classified as high risk. These are persons that should be making these declarations. So even in light of all of that, it is very difficult for me to understand how this could just simply dismiss without any evidence or any statements to confirm whether any of these things have been done.
Ms. Howell believes that the public deserves better from a party that advocated transparency and accountability.
I often think that this is just what it is. It's just a $7,500 check. It's just something that's supposed to be for a charity. Charities are supposed to be a good thing. Why are we making such a fuss? And I understand that because sometimes being able to see the implications of small actions is difficult. But if you're saying that this is a regular habit, if we know as professionals that charities are often used to hide funds that are for nefarious purposes, to hide gifts that are used to induce persons to be able to give favorable contracts, what happens then when some person who gives this gift is able to be awarded a contract? And this is not saying this is what happened in this instance. I am saying that these are the things, these are the tools, these are the ways that persons use charities to be able to get the things that they want done. When an organization uses a gift to be able to induce an administration to be able to give them favor in awarding contracts, you have just said, based on your own donation, that you don't think you have enough to be able to do this contract on your own, which means the person who really should have received that contract was unfair. Let me just be real. They did not get what they deserve. When the best and the brightest keep leaving this country because some person who is less deserving keeps winning contracts, when we keep getting budget overruns on projects because the less competent person wins that contract and does not know how to do it as efficiently as or effectively as someone else, we, the taxpayers, pay for that. When these budget overruns happen on government coffers, where do you think the extra money comes from? They pull it from your pockets. They're going to increase taxes. They're going to reduce subsidies. They're going to do all of these things to make up for that incompetence. It comes right back to us from something as simple as a donation that I keep hearing leading political scientists in this country saying it's not a big deal. It is a big deal because this is the way how people do these things when they want things to happen in their favor. So if we keep having this dismissive attitude, if persons of note keep making it seem as though this is not a big deal, if we expect there to be accountability for everyone except for ourselves, because you shouldn't be pushing on a party that does not have any seats to lead this charge. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. You're the one in power. You're the one that is the leader. You are the one that is supposed to show citizens everything is above board. And that isn't achieved by just saying that. You are creating a culture where nothing is going to change, where citizens are going to continue to pick up the slack for corruption in Barbados if you don't, at the very bare minimum, come forward and say, what are you going to do differently? That is the bare minimum that I would expect in this situation.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.